up, is there any way to retrieve it and save the people on board?
Yeah, so right now all of our efforts are focused on finding the sub. What I will tell you is we have a group of our nation's best experts in the Unified Command, and if we get to that point, those experts will be looking at what the next course of action is.
Well, that is the million-dollar question and the answer that nobody knows the answer to, at least not saying it publicly. That afternoon update from Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick, as he says the hours are slowly dwindling in the effort to recover the tourist sub that went missing on its descent to the Titanic. The Coast Guard estimating a little less than 40 hours left of breathable oxygen for those on board. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe and Gracie alongside as we get you caught up on everything going on in the world today. And that is number one in our top three stories today. And this is a story that has really just captivated me, and just trying to find out as much information as I possibly can on, you know, where this thing might be. Is there any chance that it may have risen to the surface? May they be caught in the wreckage? Just all these questions that, frankly, we just may never know the answers to. The Coast Guard, Canadian resources, the Pentagon says they have assets in use. Also, civilians that are boating out there to try to help out in the rescue mission right here. One of the things that I stumbled on as you know, I continue to follow this and look into this more, David Pogue, who is a journalist who actually went on a prior expedition here where the submersible actually did lose power for about 7 hours. He says that there are actually seven different ways for the submersible to rise to the surface, which I was not aware until I read this. He said there are multiple redundant ballast and air bladder systems that even in a power loss that the submersible would be able to rise to the top. And I believe, you know, the thinking is that if the submarine were to have, or the submersible rather, because technically it's not a submarine, but if the submersible were to have risen to the top, is that at this point, given how much mileage and given the equipment that's being used in the search, it would have been found by now. But he's basically saying there's really only two possibilities at this point, given what he knows about the submersible, is that either they are entangled in a ghost net, quote, like such as like an abandoned fishing net that would cover miles long, perhaps, or that the submersible would have a leak. So those are the two possibilities. Again, this is one journalist, but he's been on this, so would have more of an expert knowledge than most people on this, but that's what he's saying today. Yeah, just a bizarre situation. And again, the Coast Guard saying about 40 hours left. This was earlier this afternoon, so you know now we're down into the high 30s as far as the amount of oxygen. If the submersible does have the five people that are still alive at this point, if it's just sitting at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean right now. 850-437-1620 is the text line. You can let us know your thoughts on that. I don't understand why this situation, they weren't prepared for an event in case something like this happened. Maybe they were. Like I said, there was seven ways, according to this journalist who said, hey, in a power loss in an event like this, the submersible does have ways to get to the top, and maybe they're just in a situation where they just can't. They're stuck in something, and because they don't have any signal or anything, that they're just trapped. But again, these are questions that we may never know the answer to. Other top three stories today before we hit traffic and weather together. Hunter Biden reaching a plea deal with the feds. According to the agreement, the president's son will plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges involving about $1 million in unpaid taxes several years ago, and federal prosecutors will drop the felony charge against Hunter Biden for possessing a firearm while being a user of illegal drugs if he completes 2 years of probation. And The governor of Pennsylvania says traffic will begin flowing along I-95 again this weekend. A portion of the highway has been closed since the bridge collapsed last week due to a tanker truck fire. But Governor Josh Shapiro said paving could begin tomorrow, and the temporary roadway with six lanes open to traffic will be used until the permanent fix is completed. We'll get an update on the roads here and our weather.
Well, we do have an accident here. This is going to be off Davis Highway in University Parkway. We always have bad traffic at that intersection, but right now it is going to be a little bit heavier as you head southbound on Davis heading towards Olive Road due to this accident. It is backing up not quite to... Copter Road just yet, but it is slowing down a good bit. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, you see an accident, have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for the first afternoon in I don't know how long, we're actually looking pretty good right now.
How about that?
So there is some rain off the coast in the Gulf, but we're looking good right now on throughout Pensacola, Navarre, as well as Milton and Gulf Breeze. Again, if you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. It's partly cloudy right now, 87 in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. And of course, we're going to get our history of the Blue Angels. This Blue Angels history is brought to you by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
In 1953, the Blue Angels were scheduled to change over to a newer version of the F-9F Panther, the F-9F6 Cougar. They took delivery on August 4, 1953. While flying the new planes from New York to their home at Corpus Christi, Lieutenant Commander Ray Hawkins experienced a life-threatening malfunction at supersonic speed. The six planes were flying in a line-abreast formation at 40,000 feet over Mississippi when Hawkins' plane suddenly went out of control. He was thrown down into a vertical loop, screaming towards Earth. Despite his best attempts to adjust the trim to recover, the plane dove deeper and faster. Centrifugal force was pulling him out of his seat, although the seatbelts and canopy prevented him from falling out. A glance at the instrument panel showed he was losing altitude quickly and was traveling well over the speed of sound. The tremendous G-forces prevented him from reaching the lever that would jettison the canopy and a moment later eject the pilot. Fortunately, he was able to reach the emergency lever that ejected the seat and pilot, albeit by blasting through the plastic canopy. He survived the ordeal with a few cuts and scratches and one cracked rib. He was the first Navy pilot to make an ejection at such high speeds and survive. Years later, Ray Hawkins became the chief of staff for the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation at NAS Pensacola. The problem with his plane was caused by a malfunction in the hydraulic valves that controlled the flying tail. The F-9F6 Cougars never did find a home with the Blue Angels, and the 1953 season was completed with the F-9F Panthers. In 1954, the Blue Angels welcomed its first Marine aviator, Captain Chuck Height, to the team. Since then, it has been tradition to reserve at least one of the six pilot positions for a representative of the United States Marine Corps. Between the 1954 and 1955 seasons, the Blue Angels made the transition to another Grumman Cougar, the swept-wing F-9F-8. And at the beginning of the 55 season, the Blue Angels flew their Cougars to their new home base, Sherman Field, on board NAS Pensacola, where they've remained ever since. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
Witness a change of command ceremony like you've never seen before. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Feedmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Feedmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Feedmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. It's Joe and Gracie this Tuesday afternoon, and actually seeing some sunshine today, which is a nice change of pace. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to more local headlines as well as state and national headlines. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not causing any delays. We do have some slowdowns on Davis Highway. This is going to be in the southbound direction as you're moving closer to University Parkway in the Olive Road intersection. We had an accident there a little while ago. Looks like it's getting cleaned up, but still seeing some afternoon delays there. And if you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Again, we're looking good weather-wise. We do still have a chance of rain for this afternoon, but just 40%. A low of 73 this evening, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. It's 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And getting some local and state headlines in here today. We did talk with the National Weather Service over in Mobile, confirming what we all assumed took place on Thursday night, that a survey crew went out over the weekend, found a broad area of 65 to 75 mile per hour winds starting in southwest Pensacola and tracking out to Pensacola Beach.
In that, those winds was rated an EF2 tornado, had a path length of just under 9 miles with a maximum width track of about 450 yards.
That's meteorologist Steve Miller. The tornado started at around 8:35 Thursday night around West Gregory and Citrus Streets, ended at 9:08 on Villa Sabine on Pensacola Beach. Well, both Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall are touting ShotSpotter, the new tech that's coming thanks to an $850,000 appropriation in the state budget. They both call it a game changer. Both agencies will be placing sensors in a 3-square-mile area of their choosing. Here's what Police Chief Eric Randall had to say.
It's Tarragona and everything west to the city line. North boundary is going to be Avery Street. South boundary is going to be Main Street.
Yeah, the sheriff's office will cover a three-mile area in the Mayfair and Montclair neighborhoods. Sheriff Simmons says it'll be this way for 2 years before they'll have to make a request for more funding to look at possibly expanding their coverage areas. Over in Santa Rosa County, a deadly shooting from yesterday evening. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office looking for the suspect. They say that they do have a suspect identified and are working to locate and arrest them. The shooting happened back on Wallace Lake Road at 6:30 yesterday evening in Pace. The victim identified as 24-year-old Joseph Lieb. Meanwhile, a 38-year-old man charged with felony hit and run after fleeing a crash at Highway 29 and 9.5 Mile Road this morning. Troopers say he was driving a pickup truck south on 29 when he ran a red light and crashed into a car at the intersection. Troopers say then the driver then fled with heavy damage to his front end. They were able to follow a trail of fluid, and that's where they made an arrest for felony hit and run. Looking elsewhere in the state of Florida, former President Trump scheduled to stand trial in August in Fort Pierce for his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon ordered the jury trial to begin on August 14th.
There will be a number of motions that are very much real, defending Donald Trump, coming from his defense attorneys. So I don't think it's going to take place as early as mid-August.
That's White House correspondent John Decker, though, believes it will likely get pushed back as the Trump team is expected to request a delay.
And Brett Watch continues, and the system right behind it, too, has storm trackers' attention. But there is some good news when it comes to the tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center, Robbie Burge, says that these recent changes, Puerto Rico and Lesser Antilles, are likely to be spared by the brunt of Brent. And as of the wave behind Brent, it's off the coast of Africa, is expected to develop into a tropical depression over the next couple of days while it moves westward towards the central Atlantic.
Manatee and Sarasota counties are on alert for mosquito-borne illness. The state health department says that two people in the same general area have come down with malaria since May. One has recovered while the other is still being treated.
And people that oversee Florida's university system could opt into raising the out-of-state tuition prices in coming days. The State Board of Governors will meet Thursday to discuss this issue after they received a letter from all 12 state university presidents endorsing this idea. They did say that the relatively low tuition costs are causing an increase of demand for out-of-state students. And during the 2021-2022 school year, Florida had the 11th lowest out-of-state tuition for undergrads at $21,150. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. We're going to come back with more national headlines. Joe's going to give us a look at sports right here on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The chair of the House Oversight Committee says the plea deal Hunter Biden reached with the Justice Department is a slap on the wrist.
Biden has agreed to plead guilty to two counts related to his taxes and another related to possession of a gun. Chairman James Comer says the sweetheart plea deal will have no impact on the committee's investigation and that it will continue.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. 6 months after his arrest in Romania, social media influencer Andrew Tate has been officially charged with several crimes.
Andrew Tate, his brother Tristan, and two associates are accused of rape, human trafficking, and forming an organized crime group to sexually exploit women. They all deny the charges. The indictment says their criminal ambitions also stretch to operating in the United States and United Kingdom.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Traders returned to Wall Street from a three-day weekend in a selling mood. The Dow Industrials lost 245 points today, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite eased 20 and 22, respectively. Intel continues to expand its chip-making operations globally. In recent days, the semiconductor giant announced plans to build new facilities in Germany and Poland. Plus, the Israeli government said Intel would invest $25 billion to manufacture semiconductors in that country, the largest investment investment ever in the state of Israel. Shares of Intel, however, fell 3.75% today. After the close, FedEx delivered an earnings beat, but revenue of $21.9 billion was a bit shy of estimates. FedEx shares are down 3% in late trading. U.S. oil futures retreated today amid new concerns about demand for the commodity from China. July crude fell 1.8% to settle at $70.50 a barrel. The new front month contract for crude for August delivery slid 2.2% to $70.38. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Behind the scenes, it looks like Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas is playing a crucial role in the new-look Phoenix Suns, and that should have fans nervous in the Valley. His track record as an executive and coach is downright awful. As an executive with the New York Knicks, he once fielded the highest payroll in the NBA and only had 24 wins. Hope the same fate isn't waiting for Phoenix. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEXIBLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEXIBLE. Enjoy.
Dave Ramsey here. For years, we've been steering people onto a better financial road. When it comes to your car, I want to steer you toward better auto service. And that's Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is a staple in the community with a strong reputation earned by years of great service. From routine maintenance like an oil change to diagnosing a problem when your dash lights come on, you can trust Bobby Likas Auto Service to give the best car care at a fair price. And if you're driving a luxury vehicle you think needs to be serviced by the dealers across a state line, stop! There's no need to make a trip to Mobile to service your vehicle. Bobby Likas Auto Service is authorized to perform the required services that maintain your factory warranty. So save time and money. Take it to one of the most trusted auto repair shops around. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway or online at carclinicservice.com. Carclinicservice.com.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your ticket at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
6:37 right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Gracie and Joe here for Pensacola right now. Got a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Perfect for bands on the beach coming up tonight. So hope you're enjoying your first half of your week. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get to our national stories, as well as get an update on what's going on in the world of sports. But I-10 and I-110 looking good. We did get those slowdowns on Davis Highway cleared up, so we're looking just typical afternoon traffic on Davis Highway. Nothing out of the ordinary to slow you down. But if you do see something else on the roads, maybe see an accident, have some details of what's going on, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For our weather update, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
Going through the middle of the work week, unfortunately, high rain chances are set to continue. It's about 70 to 80% chances every single day. So that means keep the umbrella around. Some good news, it looks like the severe weather risk has dialed back quite a bit. A few isolated strong storms are possible, but we're not expecting wide severe weather for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. High temperatures will be below normal, mid to upper 80s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. So that just means soak in the little bit of sunshine we have while we have it. Partly cloudy right now. It's 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. Starting on July 1st, going to be here before we know it, ECUA's bulk waste service is going to a call-in format. So call before 2 p.m. the day before your pickup, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
And taking a look at our national headlines now, yesterday, a very deadly day in the Big Apple. Four people died, including a 16-year-old boy, following a string of shootings across New York City. Police say at least six others were wounded. Bloodshed was recorded in every borough yesterday except Queens.
Also, the White House is set to hold a series of events this week to mark the one-year anniversary of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. First Lady Jill Biden is going to be holding a roundtable today with women who have been denied medical care since the Supreme Court overturned the landmark abortion case. And President Biden is also expected to deliver some remarks on this topic coming up this week.
Growing concern that China is getting cozy with Mexico and that it could lead to some security concerns moving forward.
They're starting to do some things in Mexico under the guise of education, and that concerns me because some of those activities are right by the border.
That's Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, who says he's concerned about listening stations in Mexico that could capture sensitive communications here in America. In Milwaukee, at least six people were shot following a Juneteenth celebration yesterday. Police say it may have happened following a fight between multiple females, as there were four female victims and two male victims, all between the ages of 14 and 19. Thankfully, there were no fatalities. A new poll shows support for former President Trump has fallen slightly following his indictment. However, the CNN poll shows Trump still leads the GOP primary field for 2024, with 47% of Republican and Republican-leaning independents say they support Trump. That's down from 53% who said the same last month. And in second place behind Trump is Governor Ron DeSantis with 26% support. Looking at sports notes today, pretty big games in Major League Baseball today. Some good rivalries and matchups with teams with good records. The Braves and Phillies are featured in the game one of TBS's doubleheader tonight. That starts at 5:40 in Philadelphia. That'll be followed by the Angels and Dodgers at 9:07, also on TBS. 5:40 starts for the Rays and the Orioles. That's another good matchup. And the Marlins and Blue Jays continuing their series in Miami. That one also starts at 5:40. Meanwhile, today, a couple of win-or-go-home matchups at the College World Series. TCU taking on Oral Roberts this afternoon, and looking at that one, I believe that's gone final. Yeah, TCU beating Oral Roberts 6-1, so TCU will advance. Oral Roberts goes home. And another big matchup tonight, SEC rivals LSU and Tennessee. 6 o'clock start time for that game. French financial police raided the headquarters of the Paris 2024 Olympics this morning. The raids are part of an investigation into allegations of corruption, favoritism, and conflicts of interest in the awarding of public contracts. And NFL notes, future Hall of Famer J.J. Watt could make the jump to the booth next season. As the New York Post says, the recently retired defensive end has several offers to become a part-time TV analyst. Apparently, CBS is viewed as the favorite, with NBC and the NFL Network also interested in his services. And Dalvin Cook says the NFL's two biggest free agent prizes could be a package deal. He says it would be epic if both he and DeAndre Hopkins signed for the same team. He says the two haven't discussed it yet, but that he would reach out to him about it. Health, business, and science notes. Sad story for me.
I like this story.
Don't even know how it got in here. I don't even know why I have to read this. NASA now on the record of saying a UFO did not crash land in northwest Las Vegas. Instead, officials say the bright green light that shot across the sky in the early morning hours of May 1st was, in fact, a meteor. Footage of the meteor was caught on a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body camera. A short time later, a man called 911 to report two large non-human beings were in his backyard, which we covered ad nauseum. Metro police closed their investigation and are calling the reported encounter unfounded. Unfounded does not mean it didn't happen, Gracie.
That is true, but they didn't say they found alien footprints either, so just say that. Well, this is a sad one for me. I don't know why all these business ones are just sad. Well, Spotify is preparing to launch a pricier subscription tier. Ugh. Well, according to Bloomberg, which said that the new offering should launch in international markets first before the U.S., the new super premium tier is going to be internal. It's going to offer CD quality music. Spotify also plans to offer increased access to audiobooks as for subscribers for their current premium tier. And individuals of the premium subscription, it currently costs about $10 a month. So I hope that doesn't go up at least.
One more before we get local roads and weather. The first AI radio host hit the airwaves in Oregon last week. Its name is AI Ashley, and it's based on a real host named Ashley Z. Elzinga. It's not replacing her, and she's still getting paid the same. That sounds pretty nice. The station says she's just sharing her hosting duties. They're doing a hybrid situation where the real Ashley will host some of the segments, then AI Ashley, who sounds almost identical, will host others. She's being featured from 10 a.m. to 3 each day. When AI Ashley is on, the real Ashley Z will be doing things like community outreach, managing social media, and handling, quote, other elements of the job. Sign me up for that.
I know. Well, at first we're always like, oh my gosh, AI is going to take away our jobs. This just means we could be in two places at
once. This just means that AI Joe and Gracie can handle the show from 5 to 7 and we can just go home. That's what
that means. Exactly. So
while we are managing social media in the comfort of our recliners.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm here for it. I'm here for AI Ashley and soon Gracie AI and Joe.
Exactly. It may be better than us. Who knows?
Yeah, probably. No kidding. We're going to get a quick look at the traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're actually looking pretty great this afternoon with partly cloudy skies, 87 right now in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. We still have a 40% chance of rain for this evening, but News Radio ThreatNet radar is looking clear for our area with a low of 73. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by David's Catfish House. David's Catfish House is on Dogwood Drive in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on with some interesting health and science notes, Anheuser-Busch says Bud Light is coming back after a boycott fueled by anti-trans backlash to an ad campaign. The company's top marketing executive called it a wake-up call for their marketing team to stay humble. Bud Light sales dropped after the company partnered with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. I have some thoughts on this, and curious to know your thoughts as well. 850-437-1620. I'll be honest with you. I think that the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing is being a little overblown as it relates to the backlash, and this is why. Yes, there would have been backlash if that was it on the surface. I think what is really causing Bud Light to struggle right now is the interview that the VP of marketing did at the time of that this campaign was announced, where she basically said that the brand needed, and I'm paraphrasing and just kind of from what I remember, she said that, you know, the brand of, you know, the frat boys and, like, you know, the brand needed to grow up and it needed to become more inclusive and, you know, more appealing to women, and kind of disparaging what has been Bud Light's long-term customer base. So, yes, you had the Dylan Mulvaney situation there, but I think that combined with the viral interview that the VP of marketing gave, where she said, hey, you know, we got to change the way things are because this is who we're trying to get away from, you know, in order to survive. I think that really rubbed people the wrong way. Yeah. So curious to know what you think, if, because, you know, I mean, Target, you know, went through the boycott, and yes, there's people that aren't buying boycott, but I mean, you don't really hear about it anymore. And there's companies that, you know, they do this thing where, you know, they brace wokeism or whatever you want to call it, but, you know, it's there and it's a short period of time, and then people kind of just move on. But in this case, I think there's a little bit more to it than just the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing. But curious what you think on that. 850-437-1620. Gracie, what's next?
In pop culture news, we're getting more updates from Bebe Rexha. Well, the fan who threw the phone at Bebe Rexha over the weekend is admitting to doing it and why he did it. According to the criminal complaint, the 27-year-old Nicholas, he said that he threw the device during Bebe Rexha's show because he wanted to see how far it could go and if he could hit her. He thought it would be funny. Rexha treated the injury above her eye, but she is expected to be back on stage tonight. I mean, that just sounds so stupid. And honestly, even though I think he's facing like a good bit of charges because of it, but I hope he does get charged. No?
Yeah. I mean, that's just a dumb, stupid thing to do.
And if you're on stage, you can't help.
He's 27, man.
Grow up, and you kind of need to teach a lesson. Like, okay, if you're going to do this and go to a concert, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Actor John Goodman showing off his recent dramatic weight loss. Good for him. The 70-year-old Roseanne and Big Lebowski actor said he used to weigh around 400 pounds and decided to lose weight because he says he just simply didn't like what he saw in the mirror. And to date, he's lost around 200 pounds. So good for him.
And Morgan Wallen in the news again, but not for his voice. Morgan Wallen's 2-year-old son was taken to the hospital this weekend after suffering from a dog bite to his face. His son, Indigo, Wallen's son, he shares with his ex-fiance, KT Smith, sustained injuries and received stitches to his face after a brutal attack from Smith's dog. The dog was rehomed after this incident.
4:50 right now. We'll take a break, come back with some wacky, weird stuff, and finishing off with some good news here on a Tuesday. Good news, the weather looks absolutely great right now. That's awesome.
Bands on the beach tonight.
Yeah, that should weather should be great for that, too. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here on a Tuesday, finishing out hour number one with some wacky, weird headlines and some positive news as well. Just quickly, top three stories here today. The Coast Guard now estimating less than 40 hours left of breathable oxygen on board the mini tourist sub that went missing on its descent to the Titanic. They gave an update today saying they've searched an area about the size of Connecticut so far. No luck yet. Hunter Biden reaching a plea deal with the feds. The president's son will plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges involving about $1 million in unpaid taxes, and federal prosecutors will drop the felony charge for possessing a firearm while being a user of illegal drugs if he completes 2 years of probation. And the governor of Pennsylvania says traffic will begin flowing along I-95 this weekend. So some good news there from the state of Pennsylvania. Wacky, weird stuff. So this is a very interesting one that I stumbled upon earlier this morning. A argument over sexual and gender identity between a teacher and students in the UK is going viral. Here's how it started.
How dare you? You've just really upset someone. Saying things like, should be in an asylum.
I didn't say that. I just said if they want to identify as a cat or something, then they're like genuinely on there.
Then they've gone,
yeah, they're crazy.
You were questioning their identity.
I wasn't a question. I was just saying about the gender. I didn't say anything about them.
So this all started when a student challenged another classmate who apparently identifies as a cat. The argument quickly spiraled into a life education on how orientation and identity supposedly works. The teacher, they were going into, you know, the different genders, the sexual orientation and all that, and the teacher continued with this.
How you identify. It's not an opinion that we express in this school. No, it's not. And if you don't like it, you need to go to a different school. So I'm reporting you to Miss Willis. You need to have a proper educational conversation about equality, diversity, and inclusion. Because I'm not having that expressed in my lesson.
Michael Scott quotes, this is an environment of welcoming. You should get the hell out of here. This was at the Rye College in East Sussex, which is apparently now facing a government investigation after this whole flap was recorded by a student.
Yikes. More wacky and weird coming in just a bit. We are going to get a quick look at traffic and weather. Traffic's looking great on our roads. Really nothing to slow you down. And weather is actually looking great for this Tuesday afternoon. We have partly cloudy skies, 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by New South Window Solutions. They are brought to you by New South Window Solutions. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Also, a weird one from Florida. out of Clearwater. A Florida woman was found with a baby raccoon in her bag after the police searched her belongings during a bicycle stop. According to the Clearwater Police Department, a 43-year-old woman was stopped while riding her bike that didn't have lights on during the night. While speaking with the police, she gave them verbal consent to search her backpack. Officers found a broken glass pipe with crystal residue on it. The field test indicated that it was methamphetamine, and she told the police that she forgot that the pipe was in the backpack when she gave it over to them. She was using meth a few days prior. And upon further investigation, they found a raccoon was also in the backpack. The police said that the raccoon was about a week old.
I wonder if she knows this individual, because this is this happened around the same general area. I did not know this, but the Coast Guard apparently has its own fleet of tricycles. We know this now because a Florida woman stole one last Wednesday after she hopped a fence at the St. Pete Clearwater Airport and hopped on a Coast Guard tricycle. It was an adult-sized one. It was not a little bitty one. She then rode it across an active taxiway, abandoned it, and then tried to get on an Allegiant Air flight.
They have to be friends. And also a last weird one before we get to good news. A New Jersey high school graduating class of 2023 has people seeing double. 11 sets of twins are graduating this year.
Same high school?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Which is a record. There's 22 seniors that have their own section in the yearbook. They're graduating this Thursday.
Good news. A Colorado school district is calling its youngest bus driver an inspiration and a morale booster. 19-year-old Tyson DeCluett will be driving students to and from classes starting this summer.
Some people just said that I don't think I would trust somebody this age to be transporting my child, but I get all of my kids to and from school safely, and that is my number one thing.
He says he's had a lifelong fascination with buses and that driving them just feels natural to them. He was hired as a school bus monitor last year and then went through all the necessary steps to get his CDL. Before getting behind the wheel. They say if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Looks like he's found his calling. So that's awesome.
Love it. Well, we're going to be back right after WEAR update on Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon.